Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tanner moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Morin moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fanning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fanning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Fanning and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Long reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanning hits a line drive into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0 for 1 in the game. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fowler strikes out. There goes McMillan. The throw from Fanning to Banks, and McMillan is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple is hit by the pitch. Alex Gramas pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing second base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Bobby Morgan. Bob Will pinch hits for Jim Fanning. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Will moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Tom Acker now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Will moves to third. Bolger moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 3 in the game. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Cal Neiman now catching. Bob Anderson now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. One out. Tom Acker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Burgess reaches second base with a double. There goes Grammas trying to get to home. Speak throws the ball into Kindle, who relays the ball to Neiman, who tags Grammas, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tanner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tanner moves to third. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Morin moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball towards left. Robinson catches it and throws to second to double up Morin. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohalski fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Bell moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Pohalski fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pohalski. Bell scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 5-3, Reds. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive to center field. Speak throws towards Kindle. Kindle fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kindle. Speak throws the ball into Kindle, who tags Nuxhall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McMillan scores. Nuxhall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-4 in the game. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neiman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Reds. Wally Post now playing right field. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.